All right, we're clear. How do you think it's going?
Great. I think it's going good so far. I could do better about answering you after you answer me on questions. So I'll get better at that.
Yeah, follow-up questions are always pretty good. And like, the good thing is, because I'm recording this, I can edit out some of that dead air or that like that awkward like, okay, all right. Like it's easy to edit out. And if there's too much of a gap in between like us kind of going back and forth, I cut it. Just like you do a video, right? You cut it and splice it together and no one's going to know. Mm-hmm. Also, I think that there's a little bit of a delay. I've noticed a little bit of a delay. So when we come back from break, maybe what we could do is, which will probably help, once I stop speaking, that means, and you hear that like little bit of like pause and you see me stop, then jump in to answer the question. And same with you, when you stop speaking, I know like, okay, like I'm going to get into it, because again, if you can visually see how like, you know, a timeline works on either your recording or your editing audio or video, I can visually see where the peaks and the lows stop, and I can edit that and put them together, and no one will know except the people that are listening to this bonus show right now that there was any editing done.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. We can definitely do better at that for sure.
Yeah.
And some of that could be. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that it's going really well though. And I like that you're asking questions too, because it makes it more kind of, it's more back and forth. It's supposed to be like a ping pong match kind of, you know what I mean? Like you're mm-hmm. the co-host. So, I know with Monday Motivation, there was like 12 set questions that I asked every single guest, which was, well, it was cool for the time, but rather than a Q&A, I think you can learn a lot more about someone's personality rather than the same kind of mundane questions every single week. Like, I think it's more exciting for people to come back to the podcast when they're like, oh, Adam's on here. I wonder what they're going to talk about this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Dennis, I got to know, maybe we can ask this later too, but I got to know about your hat. I love your hat.
Oh, don't push me. So I'm a big fan of like podcast comedians, and I don't like sharing my favorite podcast comedians with anybody else because I rip off all of their jokes and I don't want people to know that I'm copying their jokes. Yes. But I'm a big fan of like the whole like, I was more of a fan before, but I'm still a fan of like the whole LA like podcast comedian scene, like Chris D'Elia and Bobby Lee and Theo Vaughn and those kinds of people that do podcasts. And Chris D'Elia, for me, he's so like arrogant in the funniest way and so like cocky in his way of like, I mean, comedians in the podcast kind of world, they're just bashing on each other. It's like you hanging out with your best friend at a barbecue drinking beers and you guys are just like reminiscing of the high school days and you're like friendly picking on each other in the way that if you were with your chicks would be like, dude, why are you guys like beating each other up about all of this stuff? Like, to me, I find such camaraderie in that kind of like that banter back and forth. And on one of his, he was a guest on this other podcast and they were talking about vaccines or something like that. Or he was telling a story about how he was at a coffee shop and he ran in real quick to get a coffee, but he forgot his mask in the car. And he's like, I'm a mask wearer. Like, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I'm not like, it's not a big deal. I don't understand why people complain about it. Then he was saying how the lady that was taking his order was like super rude to him about it. And like was telling him like he had to get out. And he's like, this lady right here next to me is eating right next to me and doesn't have a mask. And then he went into this like character of like a right wing extremist that was talking about like, you know, I don't know. He just goes off on this whole like tangent. And one of the lines that he says, like, he freaks out and he's like, don't push me right now. Don't push me. And I just thought it was funny. And like, I like the trucker hat for like days like this. It's super hot out here. We're not doing the video side of this. I could care less. I'm just hanging out with my friend. Like, I'll wear this when I'm working in the lawn. And it reminds me of like what our dads would wear in like the early 80s, especially with like this. It looks like a, you know, like an old Air Force veteran kind of hat, and the little rope that goes across, like
that's the rope. It does it all for me. Yeah, the rope does it for me. I love that so much. Just classic.
I love it too, man. It is. It's so awesome. And it's light because it's like, dude, there's beads of sweat dripping down my back right now. It's so hot in here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go swimming after this. Warm.
What's the temps out there? At least that's right outside your door too, so that's nice.
Yeah. You know what's funny is this year I'm going to get to answer your first question, I think it's around like 85, which not that bad. It's just that my shed is, I have all of the windows open and the door, so if you hear any kind of buzzing when you're listening to this, I'm over it, man. Like, I'm not going to sweat all summer in here dying. You hear a little bit of buzz, it's all good, you know, but because it's new, there's a lot of moisture in the wood, and that creates a lot of humidity, and it's like shockingly different kind of heat in here than it is outside. And it's just more of a sweaty kind of heat. But I was going to say this summer, I'm going to get some kind of like quick dry, relatively normal looking shorts that I could work as like work shorts. And when I'm hot, I'm just going to go swimming and then cool down the core of my body, dry off real quick and get back to work. Cause last summer I didn't utilize the pool as much as I should have. And now that I spend my entire day looking at it, I'm like, why am I sweating in here when I could just jump in real quick? Right.
Stupid. Yeah. Stupid, I like that a lot. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I was just fishing with my dad this morning. I should have hopped in. It was so warm out there, man. It's right around there at 85. I think my temp gauge even said 89, and that's pretty warm for Minnesota. You know, we're not used to that up here. I mean, we do get it, but I'm used to the times where it's like, okay, in the morning you wear a sweatshirt and then you take it off and you're comfortable, and then in the evening you put it back on.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
that's like the end of winter, the beginning of spring for us here. And then after spring, your shorts and t-shirt. And then summer, you want to be naked, but you can't legally. I talk about this all the time, but yeah, it's super hot. And you know, it's shocking this year, we haven't gotten any major heat waves, where for the last few years, it would have already been, you know, in the 110s at times here. And it just hasn't happened yet. And it makes me a little bit worried because I know it's coming. It's not like it doesn't come just because it comes late. It just means that like, it's going to be more intense and it's going to last longer into fall. Instead of like starting to cool down at the end of September, we're looking into like October, November, and it's still in like the high 90 or the high 80s. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Live in a desert.
Yeah, that's a little bit. Yeah, that's. I don't envy you. I can tell you that right now.
The winters, though, it's incredible. Like, I don't envy you during the winter or people that are in like the Northeast. Like, fuck that. That's not for me. I'd rather go jump in a pool during the summer than shovel snow in the winter. So guess what? Don't envy me too much.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's good.
Gosh. Yeah. This year it's been really weird for us. Cause we've just gotten, last year was a major drought. And this year we have so much moisture. Like my weather app constantly is telling me river flood warning. Cause I live right next to the Mississippi River.
Oh, wow.
Or pretty close to it. Not like right outside my window, but, I did at one point, but nonetheless, the rivers are just super high. The lakes are all super high. and the mosquitoes will carry you away.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't do mosquitoes. They're bad. Speaking of the Mississippi River, do you still have a river boat gambling problem? Are you still struggling with that?
Riverboat gambling problem. What?
That was you never go on the riverboat casinos?
I have never been on one. That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Dude, I'll come out there and go on a riverboat gambling trip with you.
It might be... I don't know if we have those so much.
I know it's. Have you ever seen that movie, Step Brothers?
Oh yeah.
So when Will Ferrell and his mom are driving to the new husband and the other stepbrother's house, the I forget the actor's name, but they're sitting at the like breakfast table or whatever, eating breakfast, and he's like, "What happens? we're gonna have a lady in the house, like." What about us taking a shit with the door open? Or how are we going to be able to do our riverboat gambling trips? And the dad's like, we've literally never done any of those things. I just think it's hilarious. That's my favorite movie ever, by the way. I totally
forgot about that.
It's the most quotable movie.
Okay, that's good to know.
All right, I'm gonna run, go use the restroom real quick. And then we'll jump back into it. If you need to stand up and stretch or go to the bathroom, now's the time, and we got a few more questions, and we'll have you plug yourself at the end, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. I'm back. Is there any questions you have for me moving forward or any topics you want to add to what we got left for the podcast? Anything that sparks your interest before we jump back in?
I think I have a lot to say about the last two questions.
Okay.
But I would say I am not a, like you said, I was some leather expert.
I always hype people up, bro. I have no idea. Know that's my MO is gassing up my friends. So I will hype that shit
up. That's true. That's true.
I will hype that up. Right.
No, that's okay.
I would like to discuss what we were talking about before, the sobriety thing. And because this is such a monumental day for me, and I feel comfortable mm-hmm. talking to you about this, so maybe we could also kind of link that in, and however you want to do that, I think that would be rad, because I think it could be very, like I said, I think that there's people that I can reach through my story of addiction and sobriety that I like sharing that when I can, and being that this is 2 years yeah. today. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I have a great way to link that in. So it'll be good.
I can't wait. If you guys are listening to the bonus track right now, you got to listen to the actual podcast so you know how Adam links that in.
Got to stick around.
All right. Sounds good. Let's jump back into the main podcast. All right.